want for Christmas?
I want a Mega Strike Nerf gun.
I want a Lego set. Harry Potter books. Lego set. A Hatchimal collectible.
I want beads that you iron, then they make stuff.
I want new balloon bands. And I want a Nerf gun.
Well, I want a Batman punchy tin, but I don't know what it's called, really. I can't remember what it's called.
Rollerblades.
A Lego friends bow.
Chapkins.
I want a letter pen with my dad and my mom. Oh. And my brother and my sister.
I'm Lego.
Lots of things.
I'm Mario Wii.
I want a turquoise Nintendo 3DS and a Pokemon box.
I want big surprise LOL dolls.
I want a 3DS and a 2DS and an Xbox and a skateboard and a new bike.
Makeup, because you can paint.
A Nintendo Switch and some games.
I went to Hatchimal, and as well I also went to LOL doll.
I'm going to Xbox.
An LOL doll.
A 3-floor dollhouse.
If you could get a present for your mom or your dad, what would it be?
A new glass jug for them. I would get them a new TV. Because our TV doesn't work, we have to use the laptop.
I'm going to get my dad a new telly and my mom our own room and a telly.
They need some batteries for my Xbox.
That's something you need, though.
Yeah, and they need some too.
My dad would have crisps because he loves crisps, and my mom, I would get her jewellery.
I'd get my mom a necklace and my dad a watch.
I would get my mum some Gucci and my dad some new work tools.
Work tools.
I would get my mum a necklace and my dad a watch.
I would give them a big hug.
I would get them a teapot because they really love drinking tea, but they have no teapots.
When you get up in the morning, what happens? Do you wake them up straight away?
I wake them up straight away, but they said go back to bed, but I wouldn't, so I just go in the hall and I just wait for them, and until I see something move, like red and white, and then suddenly I think it was Santa, and if it was Santa, so it was too early, so I had to go back to bed and sleep for a little while.
We jump on our mom and dad when we want to wake up because we want to see all our presents. We say, wake up, wake up, wake up. We look at the labels and then we take our turns opening them. The decorations shake whenever we scream because we get our presents what we wanted.
So when I wake up, I run to my mom's and dad's room, and then I wake them up, and then I go downstairs, look at the presents, and open them up. They say, go back to bed, but I don't, and I just run downstairs.
I get up in the middle of the night, and then I go back to bed. Then I wake up in the morning.
You know, when I always go downstairs, Santa's always hiding behind my couch and he's too big for it.
I run and get my mom and dad up and then we open up the presents.
And what happens if you go downstairs too early on Christmas morning?
He won't give you presents because he can't go in because he doesn't want you to see you. He doesn't want you to see him.
Well, we normally leave our stockings on the end of the bed and then we look in there, and then if there's presents in there then he came.
You'll see Santa putting the presents under the Christmas tree.
I will fall asleep on the ground.
But what will happen to your presents?
Santa would hide them.
I would just run back to bed because I don't want him to see me. If Santa comes down the chimney, I'll go back to bed so fast and then sleep.
If you wake up too early, then you'll see Santa, and then Santa won't give you presents because you'll know.
How did Santa come down the chimney?
He flies up on the roof and comes down the chimney.
He makes the chimney bigger with his magic.
The reindeers come down on top of the roof, and then suddenly he gets stuck down the chimney, and then he falls down the chimney.
And does he get stuck down your chimney when he comes down?
Yeah, because my chimney's a little
a little bit small.
I don't know.
So he gets a ladder, climbs up on the roof, and then because he can't fly, and he has to put his sleigh on top of my roof, and it always leaves a hole, and he always has to jump down my chimney and hurt himself. But I have a pillow left down for him, so he doesn't.
Well, he just is magic.
He magics himself tiny, and then he goes on the chimney, and then he gets bigger, and then gives me presents and my brother.
He magics himself down the chimney.
He gets into his sleigh, and he flies up.
Santa gets down the chimney. Because he's magic. Rudolph is magic.
Can Rudolph come down the chimney as well?
No.
Why not?
Because he's too... He makes them fly. But if you like the fire and Santa's going down the chimney, you'll burn his butt.
You'll burn his what?
Butt.
Oh, okay. That would be awful, wouldn't it?
he turns skinny and he goes down.
Because he's very fat and he can turn skinny, really skinny, and he can go down, slip down.
I don't have an air vent. I don't have a chimney in my house, so Santa has to make the air vent way bigger than usual. He uses his magic to make it bigger.
He's magic. He goes wobbly. What
will Santa eat when he comes to your house?
Cookies and mince pie and milk. What about carrots?
And carrots? Do you think he'll eat them all, though?
We'll eat the carrots anyway.
Milk and cookies.
Cookies and a carrot for his reindeer and a milk.
I'm going to leave a mint pie and I'm going to leave some milk and I'm going to leave about 100 carrots for the reindeers.
He eats a lot of mince pies and cookies, doesn't he?
Yeah.
How do you think he eats so much?
Because he goes to different worlds.
He goes to different worlds?
Yeah.
Oh, that must be it.
Warm milk and chocolate chip cookies.
And how many reindeer does he have?
I bet 100.
100. Who's your favourite?
I would say Rudolph. Sven.
And do the elves come on the trip, you know?
Some elves.
He has 8. He needs lots of reindeers to carry all the presents and him and the sleigh.
He gets on his sleigh and the reindeers fly. There's like so many reindeers to carry him and the presents.
He visits Ireland, the last one, because some people might be awake.
Do you think he's Irish, Santa?
English.
I think he's really big and he has a white beard.
He's magic.
He looks like he has a white beard and a hat and he's big.
Is he fat?
No.
One time my dad, he told me that Santa's too fat and he hardly could run. That's what my dad told me.
He has a white beard and he wears a belt.
He has a white beard and he wears a hat.
Have you ever seen him?
No.
He wears a red suit and he has a white beard.
He has a beard and he's fat.
What do you like about Christmas?
When I put up my Christmas tree.
And who do you do that with?
My mom and my dad and my sister and my two sisters.
I like opening the presents. I like when he comes.
When I decorate the Christmas tree.
Hang up the decorations.
When I'm opening all the presents.
And tell me, what's going to happen if Santa doesn't give you what you want for Christmas?
I don't mind if he doesn't, but I'll just be happy when I get.
My favourite part of Christmas is Santa coming down the chimney.
My favourite part of Christmas, when he gets the toys we want.
And what if he doesn't get the toys you want? What would you say to him?
I'll be angry.
Would you be angry? Why? What would you do?
When it's the other Christmas, I'll light the fire when he's going down so I can burn his butt.
So you'll burn Santa's butt if he doesn't give you the presents you want? Why is Christmas special to you?
Because it's my kitten's first Christmas.
It's your kitten's first Christmas?
This year.
And does he get a present?
No. It's a girl.
Oh, sorry, it's a girl. I'm sure Santa will bring her a present.
Santa brings presents.
Okay, and what's your favourite part of Christmas?
When he brings presents.
Is he a very good Santa?
Yeah, because he delivers presents.
Do you love Santa?
Yeah, because he gives us presents. He gives me presents every single year. Sometimes he doesn't really go around the world.
because there's wars. Santa doesn't really go to that country what there's war, so you just do the shoebox instead.
So what do you put in the shoebox?
What you want, but something like what they don't really have.
Do you want the good list or the bold list?
I don't know.
What do you think?
The good list. If you're on the good list, you've been good.
And what if you're on the bold list?
Then you haven't been good, so you don't get presents.
Good. Because I went to a playground, someone was hurt, and I helped them up. Oh. I said, are you okay?
Well, if someone was bold for Christmas, what would they get?
A bag of coal.
Are teachers on the good or the bad list for Christmas?
Bad.
Why?
Because they are.
They're all on the bad list?
Yeah.
So what would you get your teacher if you could get them something for Christmas?
A piece of paper.
What do teachers get?
Rings and phones.
Rings and phones for Christmas?
Yes.
And why do they get phones?
If they want a new one, they can get it.
Do you think teachers get Christmas presents?
Yeah, because it's not fair on them if they don't get any presents.
What would you give your teacher?
I'm going to give her a new teacup.
Are teachers on the good list or the bad list?
Good.
Why?
Because she's nice.
What would you get her if you could get her a present?
Scarf.